Initializing 12-sided stories. You have activated Galactic Squad Alpha. Preparing to launch a story-driven, rules-light, live-play RPG powered by Fatecore. Theme music in 3, 2, 1.
We appreciate all of our Patreon backers. This week, we'd like to thank Kira G for her support of our show. Without further ado, let's introduce our players.
Oh, hey guys. Happiest New Year. Or whatever time of year you're listening to this, because you might be catching up and it could be much later. Anyway, hi, Terry Gamble here. I play Dr. Sam H. Hill, a very handsome doctor.
Hi, everyone. Kelsey Osborne. And as usual, I'm Sarah.
I have thus far continued to be Mac Beauvais, but we'll see how long that lasts. But I will be playing LV113, who is an uplifted wolf.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I will be playing Dr. Claudia Martins.
So for a really quick recap of what's been going on, this is part 2 of episode 10. In part 1, the Tau finally made their way to Osfang, the Cryobek homeland, and attacked. So our crew has mounted a defense against that invasion. Sarah has detected anomalies in the code that she's getting from the different maps and all the moving ships and everything that she can't identify. And now the Cryobek are requesting that the ships investigate what these anomalies are, and that's where we pick it up.
There's an unidentified object at these coordinates. We can't get a visual on it. Can you fly over there and see what's going on?
Sure enough, it's not on any of your scanners or whatever else. LV, the doors start to slowly close as you guys are zooming in. He goes, all right, we're going to have to go in hot. Hold on to your tail. And you start careening towards the open bay. Now, he has a pilot of 4.
Okay.
This is tough, though. This is going to be hard to do. So it's going to be a 7. And I'd like you to roll it.
With his pilot of 4?
Yeah, he has 4 skill. He needs a 7.
Does he have any aspects?
Yes, he has aspects. He is a hotshot pilot, which he can spend one of his fate points that gives him 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to try to create an advantage. How would you do that to help him out? So you need to say whether or not you're creating a new situation aspect or taking advantage of an aspect that's already in place.
Yeah, pack support.
Pack support works well. So you're using, you know, you're kind of, you're using that, and that's what you're trying to create.
Sure.
Yeah, do that. All right, so you need to get a 3 for this.
Okay.
And what skill do you think you'd be using to help?
Probably my empathy.
That's perfect.
Which is not a very high stat.
Hey, but it's something.
Yeah.
Now you can spend, is that all 4?
Yeah.
You can spend a fate point.
To invoke an aspect.
And reroll.
Yep.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Big bucks, no whammies. Oh, that's much better, and that gives me a 3.
That gives you a 3. Ooh. Okay, cool.
I guess I should have taken the disorientation token.
Sorry. 'Tis your fate.
You now have the advantage of, and you get to use it for free, so you get your +2 to your roll, and I think that gives
enough for what he needed.
You guys fly into the ship, and the spheres are connected to the ceiling in these racks, and there's a bunch are missing, but there's also several in the back that they're trying to load up to shoot out the next thing. You're going pretty fast. You see that there's these glass windows that the Tal are looking through, like a little command center. You can fire at that, but it's small, so that's going to be like a 6 to hit. Or you can try to hit the conveyor belts. Why don't we let the amount of positive that you roll be
the determining factor,
yeah.
That would not be a very positive roll. So that's like a 0 sum for me for fire, because that's just one of my really low skills.
Okay. So you fire, and it just doesn't really seem to do much, and then before you know it, you're out of the door again. So, you know, it's all right. At least we're in close range now.
About the other ship that went through.
Let's roll for them. All right. Actually, why don't you roll?
No.
Okay.
They haven't been nice.
You gave me cursed dice.
Oh, Jesus.
His is also cursed now, so congratulations.
Great.
So a few minutes later, the other ship goes,
we weren't able to hit anything.
But now you guys are actually, like, right on top of the ship.
Yeah.
And within their shield, it's kind of like a bubble.
Yeah.
And you guys inside their shield. So you guys can at least fire at the main ship as this is going on. All right. So you're flying around, and suddenly all these new small spheres start flying, and the ship is firing at you, and you're firing back. Dr. Hill, Dr. Martins, you guys are flying to where this glitch is, and you don't see anything. And then suddenly you see almost like static kind of happen, and then nothing.
Did you see that?
I did. Sarah and Yark, it went fuzzy for a moment, space.
Like you think you saw something?
We think we saw something.
Like a glitch of some sort.
Yeah. But
hey, can you describe it?
It was like everything went staticky in one spot for a moment.
In the coordinates where we're finding our glitch?
Yes.
All right. Let me do some analysis. Hold on. Can you try to send me a visual?
Sure.
Yeah, you're always recording, so you can, quickly send down the stuff. Sure enough, it looks like blackness of space, and then there's a flash.
Mm-hmm. Like a shimmer or something
right.
Like that. I don't know what I would roll to try to figure out what it is. So since we have a video, because we're like an observation ship, right? So we would have instruments like that. So can I try to maybe run a couple different filters over our video equipment to see different types of light frequency and heat and just see if anything pops up using different filters?
That's actually pretty. I mean, you
standard
could just,
or whatever.
You could just, I would imagine on a science ship that would be just you could look at anything and say, okay, here's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do I see anything when I do that?
There seems to be a really thin amount of heat. There's usually none in space, except for around certain bodies and ships and whatnot. But it's a really small, a silhouette of something.
Okay.
But it's really hard to see.
Does it seem like it has dimension, or does it seem like it's a thin, we're talking microscopic?
It looks pretty thin.
Okay.
Not microscopic, but thin.
Okay. So it doesn't look like some sort of bulk that we can't see.
Right.
It's almost like soap scum on top of water.
Kinda, yeah.
But shimmery.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it look like it's having any kind of movements that would indicate that it's alive, if there's heat coming off of it?
No, it just seems like it's traveling in a pretty straight course towards the and there's more than one of them. There's two.
Okay.
Coming from different directions. And they're actually very close to hitting the shield.
Which shield? Their shield?
The planet's shield.
Oh, the planet's shield. Okay.
Should I fire the EMP at it?
That's what I'm wondering.
If it's organic, it won't bother it.
I guess I'll just tell you guys to get out of the way. And, yeah, I think we should try the EMP on it.
We have an EMP on the ship.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So you tell the rest of the fleet to kind of
to avoid them, I'll create some sort of Band-Aid program that basically shows on everybody's radar where the cloaked things are know where, so that it's actually showing up on everybody's screens now.
And then maybe another ship can target the other one.
Okay.
That's closer to it.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Hill, why don't you give us another shoot? You have an exact location, and this thing is not moving as fast. So you just need to get a 2.
The tension.
You fire. This thing stops, and it kind of shimmers a little bit and then becomes visible. And it's a very small ship. And now that it's visible, you can see that there are 6 life forms on it.
What kind of life forms? Yeah. Are they tall?
Yeah, they're tall.
Okay, well...
All right, well, I'm not going to make you roll for that because they're basically...
They're dead
frogs
in the water.
In a barrel. The ship explodes. The other one, does someone want to roll for the other one?
I'll roll.
I was going to say not Mac. Anyone not Mac.
So you're trying to get a 2.
Oh, great.
Got a null.
Zero.
Is there anything I can...
Well, they have shoot like, because they're pilots and they're fighters, so they start with a 2 already.
So then they have a 2.
Okay. So they fire. The reason they're not defending is because they're not expecting you guys to see them. So the second ship explodes. Okay. You knock that threat out. All right. So what do you want to do? I'm letting you decide what you're...
I'd like to not suck at everything that is happening right now.
Okay. I'm not sure I can help with that. It's your die rolls. That's really where you're...
Ooh.
Well?
Ooh.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I was doing fine earlier, but you gave me curse dice.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault.
Obviously.
So what do you want to do?
So I guess go and, really, Luque is going to be the one piloting, but there was that supposed to be that weak spot on the bottom of the ship, and we're inside their defenses, right?
Right, correct.
Let's head for the weak spot.
All right. So
that I cannot hit it.
So basically, you're just firing at this large area to puncture a hole through it to allow atmosphere within the ship out.
Would you like me to roll for that?
You just have to get a 2.
Uh-huh. I have a 1. Although, can I use the pack support on the table?
Sure, absolutely.
And feeling really like, now that I've got these, you know, other creatures that I feel kinship with, I don't want to disappoint. And so it's kind of whiffed on
like
hitting it.
Like a pride thing.
Yeah, well, Elvie's already made up their mind about things and wants to help protect this planet.
So when you fire and you hit this area, all of this water sprays out really quick. And there are some tall inside the water because they don't have on spacesuits.
Sure.
It's basically the entire inside of the ship is filled with water. And a bunch of it shoots out and freezes pretty quickly. So you see Tall in the frozen glacier spout from the bottom of the ship. Luque goes, wow, that's really cool. As he's flying.
They're moving at a glacial pace.
Yes, they are. Boo. Okay, so though there are still survivors on there, it's disabled. Luque goes, all right, let's try to knock out the others. And he starts flying through all these spheres. One of the big ships starts coming towards the planet's shield relatively quickly. It looks like they were going to ram the force field.
It's a bold move.
Yeah.
So they're probably trying to, like, overload the system by, like, plowing something big into it.
Yeah.
Classic. So good at it. I'm just so good at that.
Thank you for being with me on that.
I won't ever catch it. I will just literally say things and never notice it.
It's the only things I notice.
Since it is kind of like a bug zapper, right? Are we able to, like, maybe time it to where if they were trying to ram into it to overload the system, that we almost, like, divert power away from that so that the disruption isn't enough to short-circuit it?
Are you talking to Yark, or are you spitballing?
Yes, I'm spitballing. I'm just spitballing. Like, I don't even know on the scale if that's, like, something that we could... Could we even do that?
Well, I mean, we could divert power from that area, let them through.
Is it just going to come get onto the planet? We're just letting them on?
If we time it right, we could turn it back on and cut their ship in half.
That's a thing we can do?
Yeah, I mean, that would work. The force field would close in around the ship and basically crush it.
Oh.
In the center.
I mean, that's a pretty cool idea.
But if it doesn't work, we're going to be eye deep in frog eyes real quick.
Yeah. That would be bad. That would be bad.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty risky.
So to do it, you're going to have to do a... Because what you're doing
is... I'll have to do two different things.
Yeah, because you have to turn off the system in the area that they're going to be in. Right?
Yeah.
You got to turn it off.
Such a bad idea.
And then you're going to have to turn it back on right when they're...
Yes.
Right when they're in the middle.
Mm-hmm. All right. So doing it. We're being crazy.
So...
Let's see. What would I be using to do this? Science, do we think? Do we think science?
I think analysis, actually, because you're trying to time it.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So this is analysis for turning the shield down.
Turning the shield down, which is, you know, let's say 2.
Oh, my God. I got all negatives.
Excellent. Excellent.
Excellent. I got all negatives. So hold on. You said that I needed to get a what?
A 2.
Okay. So this puts me at a -1.
All right.
However, I have naive science, AI, untested code, questioning my own sentience because of LV113, and then creativity and innovation from Dr. Kim's brain.
Creativity and innovation is kind of exactly what's happening right now.
Coming up with a weird plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I re-roll that?
I think you
completely?
Should. If it's all 4.
It's all negatives.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is just not good. All right, well, that's only 2 negatives, so great.
Did you get a 2?
What am I doing? Okay, so that's a 1. So I guess I'm going to have to use another fate point. Can Yark assist?
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not
yeah,
a...
actually...
Yark's going to use his aspect of programming, I guess, computer genius.
Okay.
And pass the +2 on to you.
All right. So okay, that so that gives me a 3. Shields down.
Shields are down. And you hear some of the crowd begging, what the hell is that? Wait, what's going... the section 597 is down. What's going on? And everyone's kind of freaking out. And the ship... starts to go through. Okay, so this is where it's hard.
Uh-huh. Because I had such an easy time.
It's going relatively fast because they were going to ram.
Right.
So to turn this on at the right time, you need to do a +6.
Okay. Yeah, you got to do some science and look at their trajectory, think about the arc.
Analyze, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The drag of entering the atmosphere.
Oh, my gosh.
That stuff.
Okay.
All of the
basically
things.
Like how fast can
I
flip the switch?
I got all negatives again.
Yeah.
Seriously right now?
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
Oh, you
so,
that shit.
I quit. I'm leaving. I'm going home.
You can't quit in the middle of a battle.
Okay, well, I can, I guess, re-roll that one, too.
Yeah.
See y'all.
Same thing.
There's that. There's no way I'm going to be able to succeed on this because I have no fate points now. So let's
I need to get you guys
see.
Fate points.
I'm doing great.
Okay, that gives me a 2. That's all I can do.
Yark's going to help you out again with his computer genius and give you 2 more. So that's 4. You guys are close by to where she's at. Is there anything that you can help out with?
Should detonate?
I was going to say, I have no more points, but maybe you can help, lady. I mean...
astrogation.
It's literally they're
because
navigating.
They're navigating. And
all right. No, that gives her... You had 2.
That gives me 2 from Yark, 2 from Dr. Martin's, and 2 from my own role.
All right, so you, Sarah, you like...
Teamwork!
Sarah, you like, you're timing it. It turns off, and then you turn it on, and the ship gets cut in 2.
This is going to be a mess.
All of this water starts to go off in all these different places, and then it starts to re-enter the atmosphere and burn up and everything, mm-hmm. and then crashes into the ocean. Meanwhile, the other part of the ship is just kind of hanging out there. So the second ship is gone. Luke K and LV-113 are heading towards the third and final ship. They call in to Sam, Hill, and Martins to meet them to help fight, because the last ship has like tons of these little spheres all around it, okay? So you guys are all converging on this one last target. What do you guys want to do?
Well, if everyone's close, I can't use my pulse.
Right, but you can use your regular lasers.
Your regular lasers.
Oh, okay.
We just need to be able to get to the weak point.
Oh, I'm usually good at that.
You can hear LV rolling their eyes through the sound system.
Luke K goes, well, I'm pretty sure that they know the shooting the bottom trick, so we're not going to be able to do that. It's basically going to be you guys firing at them and them firing at you. So let's just kind of play through what each one of those things are going to be and then go from there. What's your idea? Like, what area do you want to try to hit? Or do
the area that you said not to.
You want to go for the underbelly?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a fate point for trying something that's...
for gusto?
For gusto.
You got moxie, kid.
And I'm going to give you guys fate points for being fish out of water. Because this is the final battle, so...
Dun, 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 dun.
So you guys are all coming in. We're going
to
start with...
Sued?
Yes.
We're going to start with LV-113. Go ahead and give me... You're firing at the underbelly. They're going to defend. It's a passive defense because they've got a shield up there.
Well, wait. Are they deploying ships again? Like before the...
Yeah.
Little...
Oh, you want to do that?
Can we like slip up through the... Because that worked before. We were able to go basically circumvent their shields real quick.
You want to go into their port again and try
that
again.
I want to get through the shields. I don't necessarily need to go inside.
Because they've got their...
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, like because they're letting ships out, they have to have their shields down right now.
Yeah.
So you want...
We want to get close enough that we'll be basically, right. If they turn the shields back on, we're going to be...
In the bubble.
Inside.
So we're providing cover fire for that.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Cool. So let's start with cover fire then. Give me a roll, and you're trying to hit the cluster of spheres that are around the area that they're
cluster
doing
sphere, okay.
Cluster sphere. And you want to beat a 3.
Okay, wish me luck, Dr. Martins. Good luck.
Nice.
Okay.
You got it.
3. Excellent.
So you fire off like a few blasts and it explodes. And you see this opening that you can now get through this web of spheres that are zipping around. And you fly through them. What target are you going for?
I'm going to go for what I know is going to work.
Okay.
Because it's been tried and tested, and it worked.
The bottom part.
It's their weakest spot, and that was the spot that strategically we were told was the thing.
That'd
good
be
thinking,
too much.
But...
oh! Here we go.
I did get all pluses. So that's actually a 5.
Yay!
Okay. Oh, my God.
So you fire off, and
which is superb.
It hits. Once again, this big, you know, thing of water comes out and starts to freeze. And right then, one of the cryobats calls in and says, you know, can you guys fire a pulse at the inside of their ship since their bay doors are open?
We'll do our best.
So to do that, you're basically creating an advantage to shut down the rest of their things. So you need to roll a 3.
Okay. Wish me luck again. That worked last time, Dr. Martin.
Good luck.
Okay. Now I'm so nervous.
I know.
It's like no pressure.
That's 1.
What do you want to use your aspect? Which one?
I want to show off in front of Dr. Martins.
There, that's perfect.
Of course.
I'm trying to break down her shields as well, and been working on it. I feel closer to her than ever, somehow.
Oh,
she did wish
God.
Me luck on those last couple of rolls there. My pulses are coming for you.
No.
I even threw up a little bit of my mouth on that one. So bad.
Throwing up into my own mouth.
All right, so you fire off your pulse.
Yes.
and you're able to shut down their spheres.
Sometimes you just gotta shut it down.
You gotta shut it down. And the bottom of the ship starts to, you know, frozen.
The bottom drops out?
The bottom drops out. And Sarah, you notice that they've started a rapid self-destruction sequence because they're immobile and they want to take out as many of you as they can before they die. So there's the suddenly self-destruct thing that's going to explode in that area.
Okay.
Which is basically
they're
like...
They're real jerks.
A huge bomb going off and wiping out a lot of things. So there's two ways you guys can deal with this. You can try to disable it, or you guys can try to outrun it, which would rely on Marcus's flight and Luke's flight.
All right, guys. I think that we finally got them running here, because they just activated a self-destruction sequence, so you're going to need to skedaddle.
Book it. Noted. We're getting out of the way.
Go.
Okay. So Marcus has a flight of four, and so does Luke. Michelle, why don't you roll for Marcus's skill?
Good luck, Dr. Martins.
You guys just have to beat a three.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Ooh.
So you guys
so that's
are okay.
A six, right?
Luke, same thing.
You cool. Just need... I'm going to die with Luke. So... You said it was a four?
Yeah.
So, three.
Okay, cool.
Right?
Did no, he's got to get a three to make
it. No, wait.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I calculated that right.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are hard.
And that ends the battle for them. They're done.
Ooh.
And you guys come back to the planet.
Where's that music coming from?
You guys come back to the planet and everybody celebrates and you guys have a party and everything like that.
Ewok style. Yeah, just kidding.
Right.
We would eat the Ewoks.
Yeah. So
I love them.
Eat all the Ewoks.
So you guys, you know, I would say probably a couple of days on this planet where you get to know these people. You even go out with them to salvage some of the parts of the ship that you guys left out there. And all of these things happen over the next couple of days. Finally get to a point where you feel like it's time to go back home. It's time to face everything that's happened with the corporation that violently take over the project from Dr. Kim. Plus, you just miss home. You've been gone for a while. LV-113, how do you think they feel at this point, like about where they're at and where they want to be? Because you've been offered to be able to stay, but you haven't said anything to your crewmates.
LV isn't going back to Earth.
Okay. So how do you break that to them? Because they're getting ready to go.
I think I'm probably going to wait until they're packing up and, like, actually loading out and... saying goodbyes and all of that, because I'm sure there's going to be a certain amount of that. But instead of walking towards the ship, it's just going to be standing alongside the crowd back instead.
Well, at some point...
Because I have to imagine they would notice, like, the LV
at some point,
following.
Mm-hmm. Marcia looks over and goes, why aren't you packing your stuff?
Because I'm not going anywhere.
What do you mean you're not going anywhere?
I mean exactly what I said.
You're going to stay here?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, because everything here makes sense. Everything. It's all made for me, and there's respect here, and I...
There's respect on this ship for you.
On the ship. On that one ship. I'm not going back to Earth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're the only person on the planet who was in your situation. What about all the other people who are in bondage who we now have to try to free? We could use your help to do that.
I don't know if
you're not a cryobeck. You're one of us. You're on our crew. And there's literally hundreds of your actual...
Spread out along throughout the galaxy on a lot of different ships.
No, this is the brand new ship. We're the first ones. They've been prepping your entire race to do exactly what you just did. And you're going to leave them all there without helping them get out of their bondage? I mean, you've changed our minds. This isn't your home.
Do you really think this is the mission that's going to happen? We're going to go back and everything's going to be happy and free?
No, nothing's happy and free.
Are you angering the pet?
I'm not angering them. They are not our pet. But I'm just pointing out that they are not Cryobeck, and that there are those like they are at home need their help.
And who's to say the Cryobeck won't help me? Because they're going to understand more than people on Earth
are. I don't think the Cryobeck are going to help in a way that you're going to like. You have people that care about you on this ship. And I don't think that... Did you just think they'd be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. We understand why you want to stay here. We've grown attached to you. You're our friend. You're our crewmate. If you're going to stay, then I can't force you to go. But I think that you're turning your back on the people who need you, which are part of your new species. You guys are a new species on our planet.
Who's to say that Cryobeck won't help me go back to Earth and help? What are we going to do? We're a science ship. They're going to go back and get put back into bondage again?
Science
changes... I'm not taking that risk.
Science changes everything. People used to think the world was flat, but science changed that. Science changes everything.
Then go back and help.
I can help, but you can help more. You're an ambassador now. You are. You have experience. You have grit. You have determination. You're a leader.
Marcia, I respect you, but you have no idea what it's been like.
I know it's tough. And no, I'll never know exactly what it's all like. The others that are like you, that's exactly what they're dealing with right now. And they don't have your experience. They haven't been out here yet. We can go back and we can fight as a crew to free them. This is a place you can visit anytime, but this isn't your home.
Goodbye, Marcia.
Fine. Marcia goes up the plank and disappears into the ship.
Elvie, I am going to miss you. And I do understand your decision. But I ask that you make a promise that if the Cryobeck can get you back to help those who were uplifted like you, that you will do it.
Of course I will. But I need their help. I'm not enough going back. We're not enough. I know what it's like inside of the facilities, and I know what people think about my kind. I need this help, and I need this.
Just don't lose yourself here. And
there's answers that I need to get here, like why they seem to have also come from natural wolves. There's answers here that might help me and help others like me.
Dr. Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Elvie's medical records?
Yes.
Elvie might experience some things that are unique that the Cryobeck won't know how to address.
Here, Elvie. I'm sorry I called you pet. I'm sorry for the past. That was hard. Here.
I'm not even sure who you are.
Honestly, I'm not either.
But I appreciate the gesture.
Here's some information that was stored from your caller. And here, I'm giving you, well, this is just a little clicker toy. I thought you might like it. Maybe you can use it here with your friends. Might be fun for you guys, huh?
Goodbye, Dr. Hill.
It's been a pleasure, really. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you can change my mind, I'm sure you can change anyone's mind. Does that make sense, Dr. Martins?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, great.
For some odd reason.
Great. Did you like it? Was that good for you?
Don't push your luck.
Okay, just you're trying. A doctor standing in front of a doctor, just asking for that doctor to,
you doctor know, up.
You can, to you, like me.
You can stop talking now.
Okay. Great. I'm going to stop right now.
If LV-113 has kind of like wandered out of where everyone else is packing.
They're close by. Yeah. They're just with the Cryobeck. And I would imagine the Cryobeck probably backed off a little bit, like, oh, this is going to be awkward.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys are all just a few feet away from the gangplank or whatever that is, the portal.
I want Sarah to just sort of like slowly roll up to the side of LV-113 and like with her little
pincer pull up and sort of tug on Elvie's little tuft Elvie's fur.
Yes, Sarah.
I heard you're not coming back to Earth with us, LV-113.
That's right.
I understand.
You might be one of the only ones that really, really does.
If I'm being 100% honest, I'm not really sure I should go back either.
Nobody's saying you have to. But you have to make that decision, and other people have to respect it.
It's interesting being the only one of my kind. I guess you're kind of the only one that knows what that's like.
Sort of seems like it.
Going back, I don't have Dr. Kim anymore. And there's not really any other bots like me on Earth, and I don't want to just be in the ship all the time. I kind of like my bot.
I'm sure you would be very welcome to stay.
Yark is pretty nice.
I think Yark has taken a supreme liking to you.
Made me this flower.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I mean, would you still be my friend if I stayed here?
Of course.
Okay, well, I'm going to think about it, I think. I think I have a little bit of analyzing to do.
Well, you know where to find me.
Elvie, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks for being mine.
It takes a little while to load up the ship, but it's finally time. All of you are kind of standing around. Did you tell Yark you're thinking about staying?
I mean, I guess I should talk to him.
Talk to them at all? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I should talk to somebody.
Not just sit there and automatically.
And just be like, I didn't get on the ship. And they're like, what the hell? So I would talk to Yark first.
What's on your mind?
Well, my crew's getting ready to go.
Yep.
And they want me to go too.
Yep.
And I was maybe thinking, maybe I don't.
I mean, you could do either thing. I was thinking if you were going to go back to Earth, I'd go if you...
You were going to go to Earth?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, I guess you could.
You're intergalactic species now, right? You guys fly everywhere, so... I'm sure Pete's going.
I had to think that was Pete.
Pete's my therapist.
All right, I forgot about Pete.
He's great.
But if you want to stay here, I'll stay here with you.
I mean, I was thinking that maybe you could teach me some new things that I haven't learned yet.
Whatever you decide, I'll teach you what you need to know, whether it's on the ship going back to Earth or staying here.
Well, that didn't really help me make my decision, Yark.
I guess my question is, why do you want to stay here?
Well, I don't really know what waits for me back on Earth. I don't have Dr. Kim. We're not going to be on a ship anymore. Well, I don't really know what I'm going to be doing.
But that's... I don't know. I mean, number one, you don't know if you're going to be on a ship or not. This isn't going to be the last time you fly out on a ship. You've got... literally all of time, as long as your circuits are well maintained, to do whatever.
Dr. Kim made me very well.
Yes. You'll grow. I mean, not, you know, your bot's not going to get bigger unless you transfer into a larger bot, but your intellect and your experience will grow with time. The ship runs, you run that entire ship, so I don't quite know. I mean, there's Swan, but she was downgraded pretty hefty after she went nuts. Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah.
Wait, I can laugh?
Yeah, you can do a lot. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that you've made a lot of friends on the ship. Everybody likes you. If it's the difference between staying and going, I think that the Kryobek are an advanced race with lots and lots of knowledge about space and everything else, and Earth isn't. You guys are the first, and I would imagine they probably need you.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Not only that, but from what I can see from the chart, you guys are literally like 8 to 9 weeks from Osfang. If you want to visit LV-113, you can. Then again, I just think that they'll probably need your help, but I want you to make the decision. You're a being now. You're your own person. And sometimes people have to make decisions.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry. I can't help but overhearing.
Oh, hello, Dr. Hill.
I think I'd literally be lost without you, Sarah.
What do you mean, Dr. Hill?
No, literally, I think I'd be lost. You've given me a lot of really great direction, and if I'm ever going to win over Dr. Martin's, I think I might need your help.
There's a cold wind in hell. Satan goes, whoa, no. What was that?
No.
Burr.
I feel like, I could really use your help. Just kind of with everything in life.
I didn't realize you needed me.
I didn't till right now either, and realizing that you might not come,
It's all right, Dr. Hill. You're getting that look on your face where you get the weird gastrointestinal upset, and there comes the noises.
You're the closest thing to mama after mama.
I think you should talk to Pete about that.
See, you always know the right thing to say and where I should go. See, that's what I'm saying. Okay, bye.
So at this point, Dr. Martins has heard most of this because Dr. Hill is never quiet when he talks. He has no inside voice.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's so quiet.
Sarah, same.
So what is your opinion on Sarah staying or going?
Sarah.
Hello, Dr. Martins.
Hi, Sarah. I know it is ultimately your decision. But honestly, Sarah, I have to say, I love you. I couldn't imagine you staying on this planet and not being with us. I care for LV-113, and I do consider them my friend. But Sarah, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, not only are you part of the crew, you're part of the ship.
That is true.
You're like the heart of the ship.
Oh, man. I didn't realize making choices could be so hard. Ordinarily, I just run my program and do some analysis, and it's pretty clear what the right choice is.
But think about it this way. Yeah, we're going back to Earth, but we probably won't stay long. We'll probably go out exploring again pretty soon.
We'll get to have a new adventure?
Yes.
And meet new, interesting beings?
Yes.
And make new friends?
Yes, and we could even swing by and pick up LV on the way.
And LV-113 could come with? Well, all right. I mean, as long as maybe we can all be together one more time sometime again, I could go back.
I think we could work that out.
Oh, and Dr. Martins, I love you too.
Aw, thanks, Sarah.
So you're going to go?
I'm going to go.
Okay.
See, she loves you. Then maybe she'll love me too. Oh.
Time. All right.
Lots and lots and lots of time.
So you guys finish loading up and you say your final goodbyes to LV. LV, you watch them lift up and they blast off into portal space. And Luke goes, welcome. And that's where we're going to stop. That's it. We're done with this season. And done with this story.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun.
LV had to stay, though. How do you not?
I know. Right? That's why.
It's impossible.
Yeah, there's no way.
Right. Yeah. You know.
There was a million more of me. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, you don't want to go home to that.
Right?
Yeah. But, yeah. I had to put some kind of, like, tension in there, though. I had to, like, have something.
Well, you can't stay without somebody protesting.
That protest.
I mean, yeah. can't just like
that was great.
Go and okay. Nobody's going to care.
So thank you guys so much for listening to this story. This actually concludes Galactic Squad Alpha. And whether or not we'll come back to these characters, I'm not sure. I enjoy these characters a lot, so probably more than likely we'll come back. But it's not going to be like Otherworld London, where we're definitely for sure coming back soon with more stories from the women of London. If you enjoy our stuff, please check us out on Patreon under 12 Sided Stories. Your help supporting the show allows us to do more. The more people that join up, the more stuff that we can do. We'd love to get to a point where we could do a weekly show. But as you guys all know from listening to the show, it's highly produced. A lot of the sound effects take a long time to do. All of it takes a lot of time, and so we need your help to be able to facilitate that. And so if you can, back us on Patreon. Let's go to social media and start with Terry.
Oh, hi, everybody. That was fun. Thank you for letting me talk over everybody. I'm so sorry. As a character and as a human sometimes. Yay! You can find me at The Terry Gamble on all the social medias that you like, I think. The Twits, the Grams, the Books of Face. Or at terrygamble.com. T-E-R-I Gamble. And check out Horror Movie Survival Guide. It's a really fun weekly podcast that I'm also a part of. And a lot more fun stuff coming from us this year as well. Thanks.
All right. Hi, everybody. Kelsey Osborne. And honestly, I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself now that I don't have to voice Sarah, because honestly, what do I do with this instrument now? Tell me. Please help.
Stop traffic. Help find dogs. I don't know.
Be a carnival barker. So if you don't want me to be a carnival barker and instead you want to just follow me on social media, you can do so on Instagram and Twitter at Kelsey Kelsom, KelseyKelsem.
Hi, I'm Mac Beauvais. I would like to be a carnival barker. If you would like to support me being a carnival barker, please follow me on social media as at Strange Like That.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and maybe I could be a carnival barker too.
Step right up.
No, but you can follow me on the social medias at Michulu. That's MICHULHU.
And I am Wes Otis. I have had a ton of fun with this. I will miss these characters because they were unique. It was very cool to play, like, because, you know, you play Otherworld London and those characters are unique. And then you play this game and it's something totally different, which is the whole point of what we're doing. So thank you guys so much. You can find a lot of the sound effects you hear on DriveThruRPG under Plate Mail Games. You can also find us on BattleBards. If you subscribe to BattleBards, you get access to over, like, I think it's 3,000 sound effects from my library and from BattleBards' library. So definitely check that out. You will be hearing from us very soon with new adventures and new things. We will talk at you very soon. Thank you very much. Bye.